This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and I know a lot of you have got lawns that look like a brown paper bag, except for the weeds that are green. And, you know, it's September. We want to do some reseeding, and we want to make the lawn better, because traditionally, September and October, we get more rain, and let's hope we do. So I asked Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company to join us this morning to tell us what we should be doing, because Ken is a turf specialist, a PhD, and he knows all about grass and insects and diseases, and I think it'll be beneficial for you to get a pad of paper and pen and write down some notes. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and also good morning to all your faithful Garden Club listeners this morning.
Did you get some rain, Ken? I know you were in Raleigh, and the storm seemed to be in that area.
Well, yes, Paul. In fact, Friday afternoon until about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, we had, you know, a billion-dollar rain. There's no question about it. We got an inch and a half to 2 inches, depending on where you were. A nice, slow, even rain. I'm saying this, and I know that you and all your listeners in New England are bone dry, like we have been. And I know I'm not saying this to tease you, but Hermine is coming your way. And if Hermine gives you what she gave us, you will be very, very satisfied. And it's probably the best thing you can do for our lawns right now is to get a good soaking rain onto the ground so that you can set yourself up for what you have to do next.
Exactly. I mean, where they announced on the weather that the state of Maine, and I'm sure the Northeast, New York is in the same situation, Pennsylvania. Maine has had the highest, not the highest, the hottest August ever recorded, and the driest August ever recorded, and we're down 8 inches of rainfall since January 1st. So either we're going to get a hell of a lot of snow during the winter to make up for this, or we need some rain. So the lawns are brown. What should we do now, Ken, in preparation for hopefully some rain?
Well, the tried and true practices that your listeners have for preparing their lawns, as if, you know, forget about the hot, dry conditions you've had, but what you normally need to do in the fall, aerating your lawn, dethatching it, and this year probably we all have to dethatch a lot more because there's a lot more brown, dead thatch on the lawns than we've had in previous years. But aeration, dethatching, reseeding, little bit of starter fertilizer, this is all very, very good to do. And even though it looks discouraging, I was doing this yesterday, you know, dethatching my lawn. It's something that you really need to do. Now, having said all that, the grass that you seed and choosing the best grass seed that you can for your condition in your neighborhood is also a very good thing to do. But then after doing that, you know you're going to have weeds there. We know, again, year in and year out, right now, you're going to have winter annuals that will start growing because it's the time for them to start growing. They will continue to germinate even under the snow in the wintertime. And next spring, all of this work that you're doing now is going to be, you're going to be blessed with grass and chickweed and henbit. And you don't want the chickweed and the henbit part.
Right.
And so after you set up your lawn, the best practice that I have found is to make an application of season-long weed control, the Bayer Advanced herbicide that controls existing broadleaf weeds, and also is a pre-emergent broadleaf weed, just broadleaf weed, not grasses, pre-emergent broadleaf weed herbicide that keeps controlling these winter annuals through the late fall and in the wintertime, so that next spring you will have a grass lawn, not a grass plus chickweed plus henbit lawn.
Now, the season lawn weed control, will that affect the germination of any seed that people put down?
That's on the label, we recommend for people to make this application a month apart from when you're making your grass seed applications, grass seed seeding. And so that's why I'm saying seed your lawn now or as the conditions warrant for your time, and then wait about 3 or 4 weeks and then make the application of season-long weed so that after your grass has already germinated. Germinating plants are all kinds of germinating plants are far more sensitive to herbicides that we use, and so you want to make sure that the grass is up and growing.
Okay, so if the grass hasn't sprouted, hold off on putting the season long.
And you know, that's a good point that you make. I have actually made. Now I'm in North Carolina. I know you're in New England. We have different conditions when it comes to this fall, late fall, and early winter. But I've actually made my application of season long as late as the first or second week of December. Now we have warmer conditions here, but still that's considerably later than, and it provides an incredible control of existing chickweed and then the chickweed that germinates in the wintertime. And we've done tests on this in the same time where we've made applications with just a post-emergent product, our brand, all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass material versus season-long. And immediately, both products do a very good job at controlling chickweed, but next spring, it's incredible how the season-long weed control keeps controlling chickweed that keeps germinating in the wintertime. Winter annuals are different kind of broadleaf weeds, and late fall and the wintertime is their time for germinating. And you need to get them under control and keep them under control.
And now you were talking about thatching the lawn, and I know it's a very important part, but one of the benefits, if you're going to be thatching your lawn, you're not going to believe how much dead grass and clippings that you're going to pull out. And the first time I did my front lawn with it, I ended up with 20 black trash bags of debris. But it cleaned it. And that's the perfect time to put down your grass seed because you've now loosened up that surface so that the seed that you put down is going on some soft soil and it will have a much better chance to germinate. If you put grass seed over a dead lawn and it's not in contact with soil, it's not going to germinate, right?
Paul, I can't add anything more to what you just said. That is, I hope everybody was paying attention to you just now, because that last 30 seconds you said it all. You're exactly right. Seed to ground contact is what you really have to have.
You can't just dump it over the lawn and say grow. It's got to be in contact. So why not thatch the lawn, which will clean it, like Ken suggested. Plant your grass seed, and then 3 to 4 weeks later, when the grass has come up, then use the season-long weed control.
But also, for when you mentioned that you had 20 bags of thatch, realize that thatching is a labor-intensive job.
It's
not going to be an easy job like raking leaves off your grass, like which we all have to do in the fall anyways. You're going to generate a lot of thatch, and the process of bringing the thatch up, unless you have a machine, the process is a little bit more. You're going to build up some arm strength in doing this particular chore.
Yeah. I usually rent a power thatcher, any place where they rent power equipment. It's like $35 for a half a day, $50 for the day. And I'm telling you, you hold on to that thing for dear life, and it will pull you right across the yard.
That's true, but it does a very, very good job. And so if you can thatch it
now, and get ready, when the rains return, you'll be in good shape. We're going to take a quick break, Ken, and we'll talk about the woolly adelgid. And people think, well, you know, we'll kill it in the spring, but now is actually a much better time. So we'll talk about that. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is natural, alternative, organic mosquito, flea, and tick control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Joining us this morning is Dr. Ken Kukurowski, and he is from the Bayer Advance Company, and we've been discussing about what we should be doing with the lawn as far as seeding and protecting it from the weeds that germinate in the fall. And at this time of the year, we have another problem. If any of you have Canadian hemlock and you haven't been looking at them in the last couple of months because they look green, you need to get out in the yard and look at the Canadian hemlock very, very closely. Ken, tell our listeners what they should look for and what's happening and what they can do to solve this possible deadly insect on your hemlock trees.
Sure, Paul. This is really an easy situation because we have a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid that's been around in our part of the country here on the eastern side of the U.S. since the 1950s. It's an invasive pest, so it came from overseas, just like the Japanese beetle and gypsy moth and many other pests that we've had. It is a insect pest called an adelgid, which is a tiny little aphid-like pest that covers itself in a white, waxy, filamentous product that it makes. It only likes to feed on Canadian hemlock, and so you won't find it on any of your other evergreens or any of your other deciduous trees. But right now, the female, when I say right now, I mean now to the early fall, the female likes to hunker down on the branches of hemlock and do a little bit of feeding, but mostly get ready to lay eggs so that the eggs will hatch next spring and we'll have a new batch of thousands more of these hemlock woolly adelgids. So right now, if you make an application of an insecticide to your hemlock trees, you will control the female and you'll take out thousands of new adelgids that would also be feeding on that tree next spring. There are different ways of controlling this pest. And this pest, by the way, looks like a looks like the tip of a Q-tip that we all use, that we all have in our medicine cabinets, looks like a tip of a Q-tip sitting on the green branch of hemlock. Of course, you're not going to just see one. You're going to see hundreds of them because this is a pest that's been around for a long time, and it's very well established in this part of the country. But when you can control this pest by spraying it, or you control this pest by using a systemic drench product. When I lived in New York from 2000 to 2005, we didn't have the drench product registered there, so I couldn't use that. I had to spray. And spraying is just okay. It's a kind of a lot of work. And we've talked about spraying trees before and the pluses and the minuses of that. But when we developed Tree and Shrub, Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub, which is a product that you drench at the base of the tree, it gets taken up by the tree and it controls all of the hemlock woolly adelgids throughout the tree. You've done about the easiest application you can think of, and the most effective application to control this pest.
Now, with this product, you determine how much you use by the circumference of the tree or the diameter of the tree trunk?
No, that's a very good question also. We've calculated the dosing based on you measuring the circumference. I mean, we all took geometry 100 years ago, and there's a relationship between circumference and diameter, but I forgot what it is myself. I have to keep looking it up. So circumference is a real easy measurement for us to do because we can take a tape measure, go out to the tree, measure it at chest height, and if it's 25 inches, for example, if that's the circumference of the tree, you take that measurement, 25 inches, you go and you use 25 ounces of tree and shrub liquid, and you pour that into a sprinkling can or a bucket, add a gallon of water, mix it up, and pour that at the base of the tree. I like to moat things around the tree so that where I pour the product, it stays within the moat right at the base of the tree. I think it's a more effective way of delivering the product right to where you need to have it. That's all you have to do.
And once it's applied, it will be absorbed by the tree, and it will move by the roots, taken up and protect the tree for a whole year.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you so much for your time and your information, and we'll talk real soon. Thank you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, you give us a call, talk with Daniel, and he'll get you set up. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Janice from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about arborvitaes.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the arborvitae?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. So we planted arborvitaes last fall, and everything looked wonderful with them. They were doing really well. They're in a small, you know, small area. There's about a dozen lined up, but they're between a fence and, like, a short cement wall.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, just in August, one of them looked just awful. Half of it is brown. Half of it is green. It's hanging in there. And we discovered we have bagworms. So one tree was pretty bad. And then a couple near it, like next to it, maybe two next to it, had a few. Not a lot, but maybe several, I should say. So we... I know I went to Northeast Nursery, and they gave us the Garden 8. So we had given it a treatment and then continued to remove any hanging of the pods that we saw.
Right.
But I know this probably isn't the best time of year to spray. And I'm just, is it still going to be effective, do you think? And the best way, I know we should keep removing the pods, but I'm afraid that maybe we're missing some, like, deep within. They're not that tall yet, so
Right. Luckily
they're not that full either.
Okay. So, what you're going to need to do is, when you see these bags, take them off.
Right.
And throw them in the trash. Don't put it in the compost pile. Dispose of them. Or if they're dry, put them in the pile, a little bit of charcoal lighter fluid, and cook them. And that will guarantee that they're not going to come back. And then I would do two things. Number one, I'd like to see you feed the arborvitae with either the Holly Tone or the Turf Truss Evergreen Fertilizer. And that will help to green them up and to help prepare them for the fall and for the winter. Number two, I would like to see you get some tree and shrub, like we were talking with Ken Kukurowski. And what will happen is it's a systemic. So you can pour it right over the tree and get it on the ground. It will be absorbed into the foliage. And any of these caterpillars that decide, well, I'm going to take a bite out of this needle, they're going to have a surprise waiting for them, and it's going to knock them out. Yeah, so by picking, by treating with a systemic, by feeding them with a slow-release organic fertilizer, either Holly Tone or Turf Truss Evergreen Food, and then, of course, water. And I know a lot of places you can't put a sprinkler. Mm-hmm. It has to be a handheld hose. But you've got to get some water on them to dissolve the food so that the tree can use it to begin to rebuild the damage done by the bagworms.
Okay. So is this the order that you would recommend doing? First feeding them, then tree and shrub, then water?
Yes. Because, see, if you water first and then put the fertilizer, then the fertilizer is just going to sit there. So you want to put the food down and then water, and it will dissolve some of it and get it down to the roots. And being that they've been under stress, that food that they absorb will really help them to prepare for the changing in seasons.
And we do this now, at this time of year, correct,
Paul? Do it right now. So you still have September and October. And what you want to do is you want to prepare the plant for the winter while it's actively growing. If you wait until November, the plant's going dormant, and you can put all the food on it you want. It's not going to use it because it's going dormant, and it won't absorb as much. So right now, if you can feed it and give it some water, it will give the plant the ability to fight off the problems during the winter.
Okay. And now we're supposed to get some rain all day tomorrow. Should I wait until after the day, you know, after it's rained and I have a few clear days ahead of me?
I am not holding my breath. They've been predicting rain for 3 months. We're down 8 inches. And as far as I'm concerned, the weatherman should not get paid until we get some rain. God, we need it here. I mean, they keep saying, oh, it's going to rain, and it never comes. So,
well, this is true. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, unless you live on Cape Cod, where you have a much better chance of getting some rain, but if you live in most of Massachusetts, especially from central Mass west, if you live in New Hampshire, Vermont, upper state New York, Maine, the storm is going out to sea, and we're going to get very little rain. We're going to have some nice waves, so if you want to go surfing, that's a good thing to do, but don't plan on a lot of rain These guys are predicting it's going out to sea. Who knows what's going to happen?
Okay. I guess, Paul, I just have a last question. Do you think, in your experience, does the insecticides, do they penetrate those little pods for the bagworms?
Yes.
They do.
They do. They do penetrate it, but I'll tell you, if you see a lot of them, take them off.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is the insects are in there and they're laying eggs. And the eggs will come out and infect the new foliage next year. So if you can remove them, it may make a little bit of a hole in that plant when you do remove it, but at least the problem is gone for next year. And by adding the food in the fall, when the spring arrives, it will have the energy that it needs to make new foliage to fill in the hole where that bagworm was, and it will help to thicken the plant.
Okay. I hope I'm not, you know, we don't miss any of those little bags. So that's
the only thing. Yeah, I mean, if you can get 90% of them, you're going to be in a heck of a lot better position than you are now. So the more you can get off, the better it's going to be.
All right, last question. Should we treat with the insecticides? Should we treat it maybe as far down as we thought was safe in the lineup of trees? Because we only saw them, like, on a few up front, in the first portion of the lineup. Do you think we need to treat all of them?
I'll tell you, for the cost of the insecticide and the cost of buying a new plant, I would treat the whole line of them, because the cost of the insecticide will probably, per plant, will probably be a couple of bucks. But if you've got to buy a new arborvitae, you're going to spend $20, $30. So is it worth $2? I think so.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Thank you. You as well. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Looks like we've got Candy from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about future trips you might be taking.
Candy, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. I went with you to Alaska. We were on the train, the Royal Gorge, and you mentioned you would be interested to go to Iceland sometime. And my next question is, isn't it time to go back to Chelsea England Flower Show?
For this year, we decided, with all the craziness in Europe and the wackos from ISIS, that we would stay in this country. And that's why we are doing the national parks. And the national parks have just exploded. It's also their 100th anniversary. And we were very fortunate. We started early. We were able to get the hotel space that we needed. We were given a bus with, I think, 47 or 48 people. And we have 11 seats left. And then next year, we are looking into Iceland.
Oh, but you are? That's what I wanted to know, because I want to be on that trip.
Yeah, we're looking into it now. We're just trying to get everything squared away with this national park trip.
Okay.
And we're very pleased. We hooked up with a company called Globus.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with us to set up Cuba last year, and they're doing the research right now for Iceland for what would be the best time of the year. I don't want to get there and end up with 5 feet of snow and a blizzard. I want to get there and be able to enjoy the country and all of the hot springs and the countryside.
Yes.
So they're looking into that, and they just come back from Las Vegas for the International Travel Show, and they did talk to some people in Iceland about promotions and things that they have coming up for next year. Right. So that could be the target for next year.
Are you going back to Chelsea, England anytime soon? How long has it been since you took a tour over there?
Chelsea, we try and do Chelsea when they have Floriade. And Floriade is in 4 years. And
okay.
The reason we do that is Floriade is in Holland. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from England. So we go see the Chelsea Flower Show for a day. We enjoy London and the city. And then we fly to Holland and we go see a flower show of something that people have never seen. They take 500 acres of swamp and make it into a garden. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club, our phone number, it's toll free, so call us, cost you nothing, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Maine, and she's got a question about some vines.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure.
Well, you were very helpful in getting rid of my evasive bamboo along the waterfront. Now, I've got some enemies at the other end of the property, which somebody told me are called bittersweet.
Yes.
And I just cleaned out a thicket over the last few months, probably about 20 feet by 40 feet. Huge, huge, huge amount of vegetation. But now I've got lots of stumps of these plants. They're like clumps with shoots of maybe, I don't know, 10 to 20 shoots per clump.
Mm-hmm.
The mother vine is still there. It's thick. It's probably got branches that are about 5-6 inches in diameter.
Right.
But now that I've cleared out a lot of vegetation, how can I get rid of the clumps and the roots, because already they're starting to gain shoots again because they're getting some sunlight.
Right. So what you did is you cut them all down to the ground, pulled them down the trees so that they don't damage
the trees in the area, and you've also limited the amount of fruit that plant will make so that it won't spread, because the birds love the berries of bittersweet. And unfortunately, the seed doesn't dissolve. They fly and they drop the seed along with a little bit of manure, and you got a new plant that will start. So you have hurt the main plant tremendously by removing several growing years of growth. So now the roots are taking its energy and trying to replace the missing vines. Now is the best time to take either cleanup that's made by Bonide or Durazone that's made by Bayer, and mix it in a pump sprayer. You just spray it on those new shoots that are forming. Go back a week later, do it again, and 90% of the bittersweet that you hit will die in the next month.
Okay, that's great. And I still have a little bit of that mother plant left. I'm thinking, can that be controlled? You know, I guess I didn't know it was an invasive plant and that it's a problem here in New England.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a privacy fence of sorts for my property. And it started just growing over the lilacs and forsythia and choking it out. And yes, it did take out several feet of the bottom branches of a locust tree.
Yep.
And so I'm wondering, when I do this, when I apply this and I kill everything, is it going to be safe for maybe next spring to go back through and start replanting some of these lilacs that have been choked out? And
oh, sure. Yeah, when you put down a weed killer like that, whether it's cleanup or the Durazone, and you use it at this time of the year, the freezing of the soil will weaken the active ingredients in the product during the winter and will probably destroy the bulk of them. The sun on the ground will kill whatever is on the soil and not absorbed into the foliage. The microbes in the soil will help to destroy any residue that's in the ground. And by next year, the product is totally gone and clean from your garden. And you can take Durazone and cleanup, for example, and if you have a grassy area and you'd like to have a garden, you can spray it. It will kill everything that's there, rototill, and 2 weeks later plant, because it does break down that quickly. So now is a good time. And poison ivy, if you want to kill it, now is the best time. Don't hesitate.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.